6. Van. The Steadfast. The followers of Van early withdrew to the highlands west of India, where they were exempt from attacks by the confused races of the lowlands, and from which place of retirement they planned for the rehabilitation of the world as their early Badlanite predecessors had once all unwittingly worked for the welfare of mankind just before the days of the birth of the Sangat tribes. Before the arrival of the Melchizedek receivers, Van placed the administration of human affairs in the hands of 10 commissions of 4 each, groups identical with those of the prince's regime. The senior resident life carriers assumed temporary leadership of this council of 40, which functioned throughout the 7 years of waiting. Similar groups of Amadanites assumed these responsibilities when the 39 loyal staff members returned to Jerusalem. These Amadanites were derived from the group of 144 loyal Andanites to which Amadon belonged, and who have become known by his name. This group comprised 39 men and 105 women. 56 of this number were of immortality status, and all, except Amadon, were translated along with the loyal members of the staff. The remainder of this noble band continued on earth to the end of their mortal days under the leadership of Van and Amadon. They were the biological leaven which multiplied and continued to furnish leadership for the world down through the long dark ages of the post-rebellion era. Van was left on Urantia until the time of Adam, remaining as titular head of all superhuman personalities functioning on the planet. He and Amadon were sustained by the technique of the Tree of Life in conjunction with the specialized life ministry of the Melchizedeks for over 150,000 years. The affairs of Urantia were for a long time administered by a council of planetary receivers, 12 Melchizedeks, confirmed by the mandate of the senior constellation ruler, the Most High Father of Nerlashiadec. Associated with the Melchizedek receivers was an advisory council consisting of one of the loyal aides of the fallen prince, the two resident life carriers, a trinitized son in apprenticeship training, a volunteer teacher son, a brilliant evening star of Avalon, periodically, the chiefs of Seraphim and Cherubim, advisors from two neighboring planets, the director general of subordinate angelic life, and Van, the commander-in-chief of the midway creatures. And thus was Urantia governed and administered until the arrival of Adam. It is not strange that the courageous and loyal Van was assigned a place on the Council of Planetary Receivers which for so long administered the affairs of Urantia. The 12 Melchizedek receivers of Urantia did heroic work. They preserved the remnants of civilization, and their planetary policies were faithfully executed by Van. Within 1,000 years after the rebellion, he had more than 350 advanced groups scattered abroad in the world. These outposts of civilization consisted largely of the descendants of the loyal Andanites, slightly admixed with the Sangak races, particularly the Blue Men, and with the Nadites. Notwithstanding the terrible setback of rebellion, there were many good strains of biologic promise on Earth. Under the supervision of the Melchizedek receivers, Van and Amadon continued the work of fostering the natural evolution of the human race, carrying forward the physical evolution of man until it reached that culminating attainment which warranted the dispatch of a material son and daughter to Urantia. Van and Amadon remained on Earth until shortly after the arrival of Adam and Eve. Some years thereafter they were translated to Jerusalem, where Van was reunited with his waiting adjuster. Van now serves in behalf of Urantia while awaiting the order to go forward on the long, long trail to paradise perfection and the unrevealed destiny of the assembling chorus of mortal finality. It should be recorded that, When Van appealed to the Most Highs of Edentia after Lucifer had sustained Caligastia on Urantia, the Constellation Fathers dispatched an immediate decision sustaining Van on every point of his contention. This verdict failed to reach him because the planetary circuits of communication were severed while it was in transit. Only recently was this actual ruling discovered, lodged in the possession of a relay energy transmitter where it had been marooned ever since the isolation of Urantia. Without this discovery, made as the result of the investigations of the Urantia midwayers, the release of this decision would have awaited the restoration of Urantia to the constellation circuits. And this apparent accident of interplanetary communication was possible because energy transmitters can receive and transmit intelligence, but they cannot initiate communication. The technical status of Van on the legal records of Satania was not actually and finally settled until this ruling of the Edentia Fathers was recorded on Jerusalem.